Hi, folks. Elissa Walker-Campbell here to tell you about our good friends at Mercer Well Service, who pride themselves on integrity, leadership, and complete customer satisfaction in the oil and gas industry. They truly understand what it takes to be successful. In fact, they've been providing outstanding completion and workover rig services for over 50 years. One of the key components and reasons that they have been able to have such longevity is their exceptional staff and experienced personnel to assist you 24 hours, 7 days a week. Mercer Well Service also provides a full line of completion and workover rig services that include 158 rigs and have 25 swab units. Did you know that Mercer Well Service yard locations include Cleburne, Jacksboro, Kilgore, Whitesboro, and Sweetwater, Texas, among many others? And they are equipped with mud pumps, mud tanks, hydraulic catwalks, pipe racks, and rig supervisors. Why not give them a call today at 940-668-5147. Mercer Well Service. Call them at 940-668-5147.
It's the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And without question, it has been a very exciting week for the Dallas Mavericks as they welcome their draft picks Jared Cunningham, Bernard James, and Jay Crowder. And these are guys that look to be immediate difference makers and could truly have an early impact with this team. Just a heads up for all of our listeners out there, over the next couple of weeks, we are going to dissect and we're going to break down some of the savvy and strategic moves that the Dallas Mavericks have made with the front office. And we're very excited about these latest acquisitions as they continue to build for the future. We're also very excited when we have this guy on, Tom P. And I'm talking about Tommy Pippins from Fox 6 Television out of Milwaukee. And Tom, I feel like I need to start off our conversation with an apology. It has been way too long since we've had the opportunity to talk. It's going to be great to hear your voice. And how are you?
Well, Biggie, anytime I'm speaking to you, and you know I mean it sincerely, I'm a little better and I have a smile on my face here in the beautiful upper Midwest where it's been very, very hot this summer and we certainly haven't had much rain, but life is good and I hope it is for you and your great listeners out there, no question.
Oh, I'm incredibly blessed. It's been a wonderful summer. It's been fast and furious, and here we are in the month of July. I'm looking forward next week heading out to Las Vegas for the Summer League games, but one of the reasons that I invited you on is you're talking about being in the upper Midwest. We are looking so forward to, with the Dallas Mavericks, Jay Crowder, of course, the Big East Player of the Year. He's got a great body, a great build. When you start looking at the tape and what he will potentially be able to provide, I mean, he's 6'6", 235. What stands out the most in your mind when you hear the name Jay Crowder, because you have covered him?
I think Jay Crowder, I believe that those out there and those Mavericks fans are just going to love about him that he's a basketball player. As we talked earlier, Biggie, you can't really pigeonhole him into a position. He is going to play any position. He's going to guard. He's going to defend out of his mind. He has quick hands. He's always touching the ball, getting steals. That was always emphasized at Marquette University under Buzz Williams. And though I understand it's so difficult to project, and my predictions, I wouldn't bet the farm on him, Big E, but I think that Jay Crowder has a chance to be a really solid contributor for the Mavericks and in the NBA for years to come. His work ethic is off the charts.
Well, and he is, as he's been described, as a blue-collar type player, a classic overachiever. And Tom, you were just hitting on his ability to play multiple positions and his skill set. But one of the things that the Dallas Mavericks have really placed a point of emphasis on is the intangible, the competitive nature, the drive, the internal fire, and that fortitude. And as I understand, as you've spent time around him, he's going to be able to do that too.
You betcha. He was always the underdog. He was a high school quarterback, Biggie, but as you say, he really at this point has the build of a tight end. He matured so much both on and off the court while he was here at Marquette, not highly recruited, went to a junior college, came in and just kind of felt his way along, and then, of course, senior year, Big East Player of the Year, that's saying something with the competition they had in that league last year, and I just think he can shoot the ball. he's not afraid to, and I know he said this in your news conference, he's not afraid to take it to the rack and go after anybody. And I just believe that he has a chance as the learning curve, and the Vegas thing will help everybody. Obviously, you know that better than anybody. I do believe that he's going to be an excellent, excellent player for the Mavericks.
Okay, now he posted some very impressive totals his senior year, 17.5 points per game, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. You were talking about his ability to shoot the ball. What kind of range are we talking about? How much can he stretch and extend that defense?
He can get beyond the 3-point line and hit it for you. He really can. I'm not going to say you want him taking all your 3-pointers, but he is capable of doing that. And he really does. He's you remember Michael Curry, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Coming off the bench. And I think you could make that kind of comparison with him because his defense is so strong. He turned into a very solid shooter. He makes good decisions on the court, Biggie. And I think that's something that the Mavericks officials like when they draft. By the way, if I may digress, as I always tend to be very brief, I look at Donnie Nelson. I remember Donnie Nelson covering him. Of course, you know, I'm older than Methuselah. When Donnie Nelson was in college locally, and of course his daddy was the Bucks coach, and I look at him now and I see him, uh-huh. He looks like, and he sounds just like his Hall of Fame father.
He does.
Over it. Anyway, so I'm excited for him. I mean, as you say, Rick Carlisle is a great man and an outstanding coach, and I think it's going to be a good marriage. I really do.
Well, the one thing about Coach Carlisle, he's a defensive-minded coach, and as I understand, you know, with Jay Crowder, I mean, he played for a defensive-minded coach as well at Marquette with Buzz Williams, and Coach Williams, he's got a reputation that he has that strong relationships with his players. I mean, not only do his players want to work for him, you know, they want to play hard for him. So I think he's going to be able to make a nice transition, and he is going to be so excited to have the opportunity to play for a great coach like Rick.
You don't play for Buzz Williams unless you play hard and you play defense. And we talked a little bit the other night, I know you and I, about the boot camp that Buzz Williams has with these Marquette players, and it is just, it's heck, let's put it that way. And it doesn't get any better once the season starts, because they're in great shape and they play hard to the very end. And I think this is what you'll find, the energy that he can infuse, particularly coming off the bench. I'm not saying it's going to happen right away. Who's to predict? You know that. But I do think that he's an excellent find for the Mavericks. And I'm excited for Jay to get with such a terrific organization as the Mavs.
Tom Pippins is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. He is an anchor reporter with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, and we do want to pause. And Tom, direct all of our listeners where they can go and check out some of your stuff online and at Twitter.
Well, you're very, very kind. The Twitter handle is Pips Picks, PIPSPICKS, and then it's also tom.pippins at fox6now.com. That's PIPINES, a very easily misspelled and mispronounced name from Greek origin. And we have an awful lot of fun here. We really do. All the sports that can be covered, you know, from the high school to the college, just as it is out, you know, in Texas and down south. And yet you've got your Packers, you've got Marquette, you've got the Badgers. It's a unique market. And, you know, we have an hour and a half to drive to Madison, a couple hours up north to Titletown, USA. But it's been the best. And I've been blessed so much to be here all these years. It's been 30 now, and one of the big blessings is meeting you. That's for sure, Barbara.
Oh, I appreciate that so much, Tom. Right back at you. And we appreciate certainly the insight on Jay Crowder. But give us a little bit of a pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, have they positioned themselves and been able to capitalize on free agency and some of the trade possibilities in the offseason?
Well, I'm impressed with some of the things they've done. I'm a big fan of GM John Hammond and head coach Scott Skiles. Obviously, it's been a bit disappointing the past couple of seasons, especially after they made that playoff run. And the first time, really, that they had it since, I think, 2001, 2002, when the Big Dog and Ray Allen at the time and Sam Cassell led them to the brink of the NBA Finals. They took Philadelphia 76ers to 7 games. They had been in a spot where Andrew Bogut, the big guy, the former number one overall draft pick, played well when he played, but Big E, he just wasn't available enough. He had devastating injuries, and last year I think they really wanted to make a run at the playoffs, and when he messed up his ankle and wasn't going to play for the rest of the season, a fracture, they made that move with Golden State, and they brought in Monte Ellis. I like Monte Ellis a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to stay beyond this season, his final year of the contract. We'll have to wait and see. A lot of people feel he's just going to go, or they might even have to trade him eventually. But Monte Ellis can, as again, you're well aware, he can get his own shot, and he was instant offense. Their defense was absolutely horrible. They had the huge hole in the middle. So So they make the deal for Samuel Dellembert, and I think Dellembert is going to really plug things up in the middle. They draft John Henson out of North Carolina. I think that's a good pick. Deron Lamb from Kentucky, the 6'4 guard, lasted until the second round. He's going to give them good shooting and a little more size in that backcourt. And all of a sudden, they have a big guy in Epe Udo who can play some defense. And they have Larry Sanders who is coming on. He learned the game late, a big fella. So I think this team has a real opportunity, if they all come together, to be able to make a solid playoff run. And as, again, we were talking before, Biggie, they're not in a position in this small market and with the philosophy of the longtime owner, Mr. Herb Cole, to break it all down and start over again. They need to try to be competitive last year. That's why they went for the playoffs. It didn't quite happen. And I think that this year they have a shot to get into the playoffs, and that's really what Milwaukee wants. It's what the community wants. A lot of people have been down on the Bucks. It's been a lot of years since the days of Don Nelson when every year the Bucks were deep into the playoffs. But, again, it's such a different landscape now in the NBA, and it's tough for a market such as Milwaukee. So I am enthused with some of the things they've been doing, and I think there's an opportunity for a very competitive season, and that at this point I think is all we can ask of the Bucks.
Tom, you had high praise for head coach Skiles. How did the fans feel about him returning?
I think they understand that he's an outstanding X's and O's guy, and he really is a good person. There are those who say, and I think in polls, he's been one of the toughest coaches to play for. But I don't know. You know a little bit of this from the outside, Big E. You're not in a locker room to understand what happens. It didn't work out with Steven Jackson. I liked Jackson when he was here, but he also did some things. You know, when you oversleep and you miss a workout and then you sit down a game, you know, and with Skiles, you're going to play hard and you're going to be accountable every single day. I mean, how much do you want to blame the head coach for that? Yes, I know he went to San Antonio and he had a nice contribution right up into the finals. But, I think it's a little bit of a tag that is somewhat undeserved. But once again, unless you're in that locker room to know. But I think he's been a very solid coach. He has a lot of credibility around the league. And if you play hard, it works out well. He brought along Brandon Jennings, the point guard, very well. And I know that Brandon likes playing for him.
You're listening to the voice of Tom Pimpins, anchor, reporter with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. He always does an outstanding job. And my final topic that we've got to hit on is we've been talking Big Ten conference football in our earlier segment. And what is your pulse on the Wisconsin Badgers?
I think that they've gotten to a stage, Big E, where they, what is that saying? It's not like they have to rebuild. They just kind of retool or restock.
Reload.
Yeah, reload, exactly. And I think they're going to be very competitive again. They lose the quarterback, of course, Russell Wilson, who goes on to the Seattle Seahawks, and a lot of people say it's not going to happen for him because he's just not tall enough, but I think he's got all the intangibles, and if Drew Brees can do it, and again, I'm not going to say Russell Wilson is Drew Brees by any means. He's an exceptional quarterback out of Purdue, but I do think that he has a chance there. But they bring in this young man, I believe his last name, right? I'm going to forget it now, Danny. I should know that. That's that senior moment I'm having. They get a transfer from NC State, and I think this young man has a chance to come in. It's worked pretty well for the Badgers the last couple of years under Coach Brett Bielema. This kid is not Russell Wilson. He's not going to run the ball the way he did and that sort of thing, but he throws the ball very, very well. And they have Monty Ball returning, who has a chance to be a Heisman Trophy winner. He set all kind of records last season. They're strong at the offensive line. They always are. That's what we do in the Dairy State. We get big, strong, and athletic offensive linemen. So I think the Badgers are going to be most competitive. They've gone to the Rose Bowl twice, and they have not been able to get it done two times in a row. I think they'll have a chance once again. But, you know, you've got Mr. Urban Meyer in the league now at Ohio State, and already he and Bielema have gone back and forth. Bielema calling him a little bit on some gray area recruiting issues.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be rather exciting in the Big Ten Conference.
Well, of course, in 2011, the Wisconsin Badgers, they finished 11-3, and it's hard to believe. I mean, all the years I've been interviewing you, Tom, I mean, it seems like, you know, Brett had just stepped into that position as the head coach. I mean, my goodness, he's entering into his seventh year at Wisconsin, and I really think he's done a great job.
I couldn't agree more. He's a terrific guy. I mean, Brett grew up on a farm, went to Iowa, still has that little Hawkeye tattoo he played for the Hawkeyes on his ankle. Yeah, right, exactly. But and he's big and strong enough, Big E, where he can get away with it. Most of us couldn't. But I think everyone knows he is totally committed to the program. He's one of the nicer gentlemen you'll ever meet. He married a lovely girl this past year to kind of help balance his life. And I think as long as Coach B is there, they are going to be very competitive. He has taken what Barry Alvarez did, and as you know, Barry just took him out of the scrap heap and took him to three Rose Bowls. They won all three of them. And so the comparisons were very difficult. But after, you know, a little bit up and down, if you look at his winning percentage, absolutely phenomenal. And I think that he, if we're fortunate, we'll have him a long time. And if we do, I'm not saying they're going to win a Big Ten title every year, but they will compete for one, and you can't ask for more than that.
One more quick question as we get ready to close out our interview with Tom Pippins, anchor reporter with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. Every week on our program, we have Jason Peter on, outstanding defensive player at the University of Nebraska, and of course, with the addition of Nebraska in the Big Ten Conference. How has that team been received in the Midwest?
Well, I know one thing. I covered the game when the Cornhuskers came in. It was a night game, and it was big time. Now, on that particular Saturday evening, Russell Wilson and company, they took it to them. But Camp Randall Stadium, always packed anyway, and it's always a big party there. To me, it gives so much, again, credibility to get such a fabulous program as the Nebraska Cornhuskers. I couldn't say enough about them. We all know the rich heritage they've had. They had a little bit of a down period there, as so many schools will, especially by their standards. But I think they're doing a terrific job. And Bo Pelini over there has been fantastic, a former Packers assistant coach. He built up that program, and I think it's really good for the Big Ten Conference to get Nebraska. And I don't know if I'm a big fan of, you know, dividing the conference, because you're not going to see some schools for a few years, and others you'll see on a few years. But I think it's nothing but good for college football, and in particular the Big Ten and the fans here in Wisconsin, to have Packers around.
Tom Pippins has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, and I promise it won't be 6 months before we have you back on the show. We will definitely hook up maybe the latter part of August, and we'll talk some more college football. And I always love hooping it up and talking some NBA. When will the schedules come out for the NBA?
For the NBA, they ought to be coming out fairly soon. That's a good question. What are we now? We're getting almost into August. I would think that within 3 weeks to a month, I would say we would have an opportunity to know who's playing whom where. And I'm excited. I'm excited again for Jay Crowder. He's just a really nice young man, too. And I think the Mavericks fans are going to find out that he'll be a good one. And for me, Big E, it doesn't matter if we talk. As long as I see that smile of yours and those quips on Twitter, I can live. You know, God gives me the grace as long as I can see that. And again, to you and your listeners, you're just the very best. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, Tom. Blessings to you and your family. We look forward to talking again real soon.
The same to you, Big E, and continued success.
Thank you. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.